Hello, lovely soul, and welcome back to Wardrobe Whispers. My name is Beak, and I'm your style companion. Today's topic is about navigating life changes and transforming wardrobes. Life is continuously changing. We get a different house, we move countries, we grow older, and we change size. Your wardrobe should move with you. But you don't need a whole new wardrobe for a new phase of life. Life is a series of changes, and so is your wardrobe. So when you stare at a closet full of versions that don't click, that makes sense because you see different versions of you, different sizes, different seasons. And here's the unconventional truth. You don't need to purchase a whole new wardrobe for a new phase. I want you to discover simplicity. It's time to let go of versions that no longer resonate, and that's easier said than done, right? But I want you to focus on what's happening in your life now. It might sound simple, but I understand the challenge. Just think about your average week. Where do you go to? And how do you dress for it? And what do you love to wear to those occasions and events? And it might also be interesting to think about what have you been wearing to events and what didn't make you feel good? So throughout our lives, we make memories, and I believe in clothing memories. They are real, which is why I make artworks from clothing memories. But first, it's time for you to disconnect from certain connections and memories attached to old versions. So I want you to start awareness for versions that no longer resonate with you, versions that you no longer want to be or have to be. Maybe you have a different job. You went from corporate to entrepreneur. Maybe you joined the motherhood club. Your body might be different. And all these things are holding you back from moving forward. So I want you to consider this. What does the best version of me dress like? And be her. And that sounds simple, right? And it actually is that simple, especially for me as an outsider with a helicopter view when I look at your wardrobe. I see your body language change. I see where the new you start and the old you ends. But you can do that too. So again, what does the best version of me dress like? Just simply keep it that simple without looking at your wardrobe. Think of a few items and start wearing those and be her. And everything in your wardrobe should align for 80%. Pack away the rest. How exactly to do that is a different episode, but maybe, you know, you can already get started with this. Pack away the items that you are doubting about. If they are the best version of you, it's fine to doubt. You can take a pause. You don't have to get rid of it immediately. If you have a different size, you can absolutely keep some stuff that you know you will love with a different size. But I want you to pack it away. Because otherwise you will just get remembered that you're not that size yet. Maybe you're very uncomfortable at the moment. Maybe you're unhappy in the moment with your body. And when you try that on and it still doesn't fit, there's a lot of guilt. And then, you know, forget about it. Your day is ruined. So pack it away. And then witness the magic of the space and headspace. Because this isn't just a wardrobe transformation. It's a shift in how you present yourself to the world. So have you found versions of your past selves lingering in your closet? You don't have to be ashamed about it. We all do. Even me. With my experience. Find me on Instagram and share your insights because you are not alone and we are going to do this together. Thank you for joining today's episode on Wardrobe Whispers. If this resonated with you, hit the subscribe button for more insightful wardrobe wisdom. Leave a review and share your thoughts. It helps people to discover the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Beakaleidoscope and let me know what you'd like me to talk about next. In my next episode, I talk about an unpopular opinion about period underwear. Remember, your wardrobe is an evolving canvas reflecting your beautiful journey.